Welcome to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank Ray, with my co-host, Angela Pena. How's it going, Angela?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, here we are. We've passed Q1 in 2024, and we're heading into, you know, chipping away at Q2 already. A lot of interesting things going on in the real estate market. But what I wanted to ask you about today is, if I'm a seller and I'm going to move out of state.
Yep.
Personally, I'll be honest with you, Angela. Like for me, if I had to move out of state for some reason, or I wanted to move out of state, my mind just immediately thinks this is going to be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's just me, you know, how do I coordinate all this? What are the logistics? All that. I just wanted to ask you, like, if somebody's going to do that, if somebody's thinking about selling their house because they got to move out of state, like, what kind of advice would you give them, or how do you help? How do you help someone who's doing that? Like, what do you do as the agent in that respect? Because I know real estate agents are usually very instrumental in helping with a lot of things if someone's moving out of state. So, just off the top of your head, I know, you know, we don't have anything scripted or planned, but just, you know, you've done this before. So,
absolutely. Well, yeah. That's a really great question. Absolutely. So typically when I connect with a seller, usually, they're scrambling going, I live here. How do I figure out there?
Yeah.
And one of the great things with my brokerage or with myself is that we are worldwide. And so when I assist a client in helping them prepare to sell here, I also as well connect them with my brokerage wherever they're going.
Mm.
And so then I work on both sides with them.
Mm.
So they're really dealing with me, one agent. The other agent on the other side is assisting from that location.
Mm.
So then we team up, and there again, I help them sell here, makes a really smooth transaction. To be able to work with my brokerage on the front line or on the ground there. And and that way they have somebody both sides. They don't have to go search for somebody, try to find somebody in a place that they're not really familiar with.
Yeah.
And so it just makes it really convenient for them. If they trust you here, hire you here, it just makes it so much easier for them.
I would imagine that would be a big benefit. Especially since since you work with an organization that's worldwide and they're literally in every state and every, you know, nook and cranny of the country. So you could,
absolutely,
you know, being connected in that regard, I could, and I'm just being honest. I mean, hearing this for the first time, to me, it's like, if I was going to sell and I was working with you and then I knew I was working with someone from your company where I'm going immediately, there's a little bit of pressure off of me, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, okay, we got a team kind of thing going here. We're working together, you know. What else can you tell us about it? I know there's real estate agents help in a lot of different ways when someone's making the move. Like, do you help, like, remind me of things I might not be thinking about?
Yes.
You know, yeah. Tell me a little about that.
So I think ideally when I'm assisting a client in selling their house, of course, my job here is to help them process what it is that we're doing, helping them, you know, declutter, stage their home, get it prepared here, as well as all the things on the other side. Mm. So on the other side, the agent typically can assist them. They can send them properties that they're looking at, location. And there again, we stay connected. We are a team, me and the other agent.
Mm.
So that helps build their confidence there. But here it is convenient for them to then have everything done all in one brokerage, because each brokerage is different.
Yeah.
The agents are different how they work. And so being able to team up together just really takes the pressure off of the seller considering going in a different location.
Mm.
And there again, on the other side, the agent can also be doing virtual tours with them through properties. They can be looking at properties as well as receiving them via email. So as we're in contract working on our deal here, they're showing them properties virtually. And that way they can already start the process in even putting in an offer. So it's instead of them always having to say fly back there every week or every other weekend to try to process, we can kind of start that process of them doing, you know, Zoom calls and being able to meet the agent face to face. And there again, we all become a team.
Got it. Let me ask you this. If let's say, okay, I know I got to go to, you know, North Carolina, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I'm working with you. You've connected me to your teammate over there in North Carolina. We're all together. We're feeling comfy. Yep. My house gets into contract pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But I haven't found a place yet.
Right.
In North Carolina. Now, this is Frank Array talking. I'm in panic mode, right? I'm in panic. Well, I haven't found the place. I haven't found the place. I'm in contract. What am I going to do? Is it like, what kind of provisions is there contractually for that scenario for a seller?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So typically, because we do know their time frame, their timeline, and if they're moving because of a job or a different situation, it really just depends on what their needs are, right? And so currently I have a client who I helped them sell their house here in Brentwood. I connected them with an agent out in Ohio, and then that agent was working on that end for them, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then now 2 years later, she called me back. She's in Ohio. I'm in California. She says, "Hey, Angela, what do I do? I think I need to sell my house here. My family's moving now to Arizona. So here I am in California." Reconnect her to another agent from my brokerage in Ohio. We get the house listed. I get her an agent in Arizona. We get that agent set up on the other end. So now we are working from California to Ohio over to Arizona. And there again, it's all within the brokerage. We are a team together.
Yeah.
And it just makes them feel, if they feel confident in the agent that they left in California, then as a team, you know, we continue to work together to assist them. Oftentimes, if they need a rent back here in California because they haven't found the property in time, you know, wherever they're going.
Yeah.
Usually that's built into the offer or the contract that we agree with, and give them a certain amount of time. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's 4 weeks. And then sometimes people just say, well, I'm going to go live in a hotel, you know, for a couple of weeks until my house finalizes the closing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It really does depend on the urgency for the person who's moving out of state, what that might be. Like if it's a job, I mean, it's a job. You got to be there. You got to get there and get to work. Yeah. So even if you don't have the right house picked out yet or in contract,
for sure.
So here comes the next question. And I don't know if your team does this or if this is common or not or whatever, but let's say that does happen to me as a seller. I'm moving to, let's stay with North Carolina. I'm going to go to North Carolina. You list my home, mm-hmm. get it in contract really quick. Right. I haven't yet found the right place in North Carolina, but I got to get going. There's all my stuff and all my things and all that. Do you guys help with like helping me figure out how to logistically get the stuff over there or anything like that? Or you just point people into a particular direction? Or
we can typically, as a real estate agent, you know, we walk buyers or sellers through the process of, you know, when you buy a home, you know, here is a list of utilities in this location. These are the things you need to do when buying or selling.
Yeah.
If you're living out of state, my brokerage also sends them an email that says, you know, how can we help you and make your move easy? So it allows them to have information to look for someone to like to rent a pod from so that they can pack up and ship it there. It gives them all the information for the local utilities wherever they're going. What are the needs? What do they need to do in this process? So that it's just a list of to-dos for them.
Yeah.
Convenient for them not to have to go, okay, what am I supposed to do when I get there?
Yeah.
Or how do I get from point A to point B?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Because that's what I'd be worried about is just some kind of a punch list or a checklist or something so I don't, nothing slips through the cracks, you know, on me, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So, man, there was something else I wanted to ask you and it slipped my mind, but, anyways. Yeah. Oh no, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you see, obviously you see people moving out of the state, but do you ever help on the other end? Like where they're coming in, do you get people coming from out of state into California where you're the other agent on the other side and you're helping bring people in? Do you get that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I have agents, you know, being a top agent and being online, There again, national, locally or nationally.
Yeah.
Other agents reach out to me from other states, as they might be looking for an agent to hand their client off to, in a sense of someone who knows what they're doing, a professional, that is, you know, ranked high. They usually reach out to ask, am I willing to assist them from the other end, and meeting their client here and walking them through the process and kind of becoming a team as well.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Anything else you can think of for a seller moving out of state before we sign off? I think I get it. You know, I get the picture, you know, like,
well, I mean, ideally we can there again, each seller has different needs.
Yeah.
And so it just depends on what their questions are, what their needs are in different states. There again, through our brokerage, we can definitely assist them with lists of things that they need to do, locations, as well as, you know, the brokerages on the other end that we are affiliated with. They also have the information to walk them through what they need to do when they get there as well. And so it's a really nice teamwork that, you know, a seller or a buyer on the other end is just confident that they are going to be taken care of, versus going, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let me something just hit my mind too. If, like say I'm a seller, I've never done this before. Maybe it's even my first time selling my house, the money, right? Do we, my house gets sold and there's this money and I'm using it to buy my other house. How is that handled? Am I getting a check and then I'm flying out there with a check, or how's that work?
Makes sense. Well, actually, okay. So as a real estate agent, there is many moving parts, and there is this really big team of people, you know, between a buyer's agent, a listing agent, the escrow department, as well as a lender. And so the escrow department is kind of the third party in which all the funds go into. So if we're listing a house here in Brentwood, and let's just say we use Old Republic Title, which I do often, on the purchase end, in the other state or in another location, they can use the same escrow department to make it convenient. Money is wired in from the buyer to the escrow department. The escrow department holds the money, and then they send it out to the purchase end. And there it's all handled within one department.
Okay. So I don't have to get involved with the money or anything. Most of the time it can just, the money goes right into the escrow hands, who's talking to the other escrow, and they're transferring the money around. So I typically, as a seller, don't have to worry about
that. That's what makes it the most simple, is to try to keep it with one department.
Yeah.
Let's just say they use one escrow department, and then, you know, in the other state, they use a different escrow company. You know, one escrow company can then wire it to another. But I always try to make everything as smooth and as least amount of complication for the seller and the delay. If it's with the same company, they can double fund. They can, you know, close a deal and then send out for wire, versus having it could delay a day or two if you use a secondary escrow department.
I got you. So that's why it's kind of beneficial to use a national escrow company if you can, because then we can use the same company over in North Carolina, basically. And then they're talking to each other a lot easier than, I mean, it still can happen, no problem, if it's a different one, but being that it's the same company, maybe just a little smoother sailing for everybody.
Well, my goal in all of it is to help the seller have less steps, deal with less amount of people, and then to save them money, right? So if they're having funds wired into one account, and then the escrow department has to wire it to their bank, and then they have to, the seller or the buyer has to wire it from their bank then to the new escrow, you're paying all these consecutive
wire fees
that are not necessary.
Yeah.
So ultimately, trying to help them in the quickest manner with the least amount of people and save them the most amount of money.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So they have confidence.
Love it. What's the best way for somebody to reach out to you if they got to move out of state, or maybe they're moving in, whatever, either way, what's the best way for that someone to reach you?
You can reach me, text me, call me 925-437-4568, or contact me through email, oneheart2homes@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I'm honored to serve you.
Awesome. So we'll go give that number out one more time, just in case we've got people listening and not watching. So that is 925-437-4568. 925-437-4568 for Angela. 925-437-4568. And she's happy to help you. Good stuff, Angela. Thanks so much. And it was really informative. I really appreciate it.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. And for the rest of you, tune back in next time here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. Until then, we'll see you later. Bye.